Yee-haw! Welcome to the Medicine Show. My name is Jason Lawrence, and I'm here with Lisa Spikers. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence. Tonight's guests are all Medicine Show family members, and they include Pretty Idiots, Mike Hummel, and Lisa Spikers. Lisa!
Yay!
We're on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Well, tonight's prescription is dignity. Ask yourself, what does dignity mean to you? Well, Merriam-Webster, I'm getting used to these new teeth, all done in UBC. Okay, Merriam-Webster defines dignity as a way of appearing or behaving that suggests serious or self-control. Well, we don't want to get too serious. But, so, it's also the quality of being worthy of honor or respect. The quality or state of being worthy, honored, or esteemed, or a high rank, office, or position, a legal title of nobility or honor. So, you're listening to one of my favorites, Link Ray with Fire and Brimstone, and we'll be right back with our guests, Pretty Idiots, Mike Hummel, and Lisa Spiker, in just a moment. Okay, we're back, and I wish that would have been a little bit louder. Thanks for letting me know. We're back on the Medicine Show with Lisa Spikers. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, Lisa Spikers, let's see what happened to your thing. Okay, so you studied at University of Melbourne in Australia, and Lisa is an independent traveling singer-songwriter with a powerful voice. And we've got some of her music all queued up. Mm. What has been going on with you? Where have you been since we last saw you? Actually, it's been since last July.
Yes, it's almost been a year. Well, okay, in that time, I have recorded and finished two EPs. Well, the second one's almost finished. I've had some crazy stuff happen on the road. Got myself into a little bit of trouble, but, you know, that's part of the journey. I have gone to Borneo, Malaysia, the Philippines, back home for a little while, the US, and back to Vancouver.
Craziness.
In that time.
Wow. And so how about just a little taste of a big memory on the road? What has happened that comes to mind right away that is like, I know the trouble you had. Is there anything else you want to speak of? Or even this trouble you could tell us about?
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I do want to share this story because I think it's important for any upcoming musician to know about. And that is... I've been taken advantage of by a producer who ripped me off, and and really, really awful thing. You know, you pay all this money to get a product, and it didn't come to fruition. They just took my money and didn't give me what I paid for. Now, I don't want to sort of say, oh, it's so negative, oh, my life is bad.
No.
Because what I'm trying to say from all of this is that good things can come out of bad things, and it always has for me, which is why I've continued to do what I do and to be on the road now for over 2 years. I came to Vancouver because I needed to re-record some of this, this mess that this guy had created for me.
Creepy.
And... I not only have found the right person to work with, he has elevated my music to a brand new level, and I am so excited about these songs once again. You know, 3 months ago I was like, I'm going to can this project, and now I'm like, no, I'm going to like release it, and it's so exciting.
Well, you know, in the process, you say that, okay, so beware. Is there any way that you could think of that it would have helped to be more discerning, mindful, or, you know, is there any way that you thought you could have screened this guy beforehand?
Okay. I chose somebody who I took the word of a lot of mutual friends, but I think that they didn't know much about him either. So I would say do your research. Make sure you listen to a lot of what this person has worked on before. Be very clear and write a contract at the start about exactly what you want and what you're going to pay for it. Okay. I'm a little trusting, and that's not always a good thing. I guess the other thing too is the people that I've worked with just recently and in my first EP, which will be released next week, had a vision for me. They cared about my music and my journey. They care that about my career, and so they've put in a lot of time and a lot of work into producing my music in a way where it has the ability, it has the potential to get noticed, because they're not looking at me as if I'm just a paycheck. They're looking at me as an artist, and you've really got a sense: does this person care about me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just for, you know, it's a business. Of course, it's a business exchange. You're going to pay this person to do a job. But do they care about me as well? It's really important if you're an artist to find a producer who cares about your music and genuinely likes what you do, so that you get the best quality product.
Well, speaking of that, let's hear a little taste of it, and this is some of the music that was done by Dutch Robinson. Was the producer, right?
No, he's doing my current stuff. Dutch Robinson lives in Vancouver, but this is done by Derek Gingery, who used to live in Vancouver.
Okay.
He's a British guy who now works for Lakefront Records in Malaysia, which is where this was recorded, in very, very exotic location for this first EP, but... You know.
All right. Well, let's listen to what's and we'll get back to Dutch Robinson, the R&B Hall of Fame star, Hall of Famer, and award winning producer. What is the name of this first song?
The first song off my EP is called Love at 25.
All right, we're back. That was a pretty slick track.
Slick production.
Slick production. What was that like doing that in Borneo?
No, I did that in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Oh, I'm sorry. You did say that. Sorry.
Yeah, my producer and engineer worked me really hard. He was really intense. He'd be like, do it again, do this, do that. But he was, in a way, he elevated my my knowledge of the whole process and, you know, more of a perfectionist than I used to be.
I'm really curious about how this sound came. It's a very American sound.
Yeah.
And you did this in Malaysia.
I wrote this particular track in LA when I was... I just said this story just a minute ago, but when I was dating a session musician there and I was surrounded by this kind of music all the time, and I'd go to performances, this kind of stuff, you know, jazz and funk and R&B. So this is what came out.
All right. And yeah. So we were talking earlier about dignity mm-hmm. at the beginning of the show. And we read the definition, and I was curious, what does this word mean to you? I mean, you've traveled around, you know, you have your own experiences and your own point of view. Do you have anything to say about this word?
About dignity?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite word is integrity, actually. I like that word better than dignity. Can I just change it?
Sure, go ahead. Let's talk about integrity. Let's talk about integrity then. Because they could talk about like the integrity of something to hold it together or what. How what do you think about integrity then?
Well, look, you know, I think you just need to be, look, try and be good to people and good to yourself. I mean, you know, be honest and don't, I think hidden agendas and things like that is what gets you into trouble. You know, I just think that you just got to be real, and sometimes being real is hurtful, but you have to be, you know, like, this is how I feel. This is how this is going about, you know, this, it's about, I don't want to live, I don't want to pretend to be anything that I'm not to get what I need. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be that person. This is what I am. You like it or you don't. That's integrity.
Absolutely. Well, and so on your journey there, you have started working with Dutch Robinson. Mm-hmm. He is an R&B Hall of Famer and was one of the original lead singers of the Ohio Players, as well as having a couple of songs sampled by the Bone Thugs. And you were saying he's, well, tell us about the awards. What were those for? You were saying he's also taken home a couple of
Emmy. No, he's been Grammy. No, he's not.
He is
actor.
A bit of an actor.
Oh no, he's an actor, but not in the grand scale. Okay. He does acting. He's producer, engineer, singer. He's been nominated for Grammys. He's written songs for other people. And in fact, David Bowie covered one of the songs that he co-wrote. In the 70s, I think. So, you know, Dutch has been around for a while. I met Dutch last year on my travels here at a barbecue. and we had a jam, and I didn't actually realize he was an engineer. I messaged him before I came to Vancouver. I said, hey, look, I need someone to help me finish my vocals. And he said, hey, I can do that for you. And he has been. And not only that, he's put in 110%. It was just originally just vocals, and then he was like, no, we're going to do all this other stuff. And we have been. Today we laid down a whole bunch of percussion instruments, and we've got a Latin feel on one of the songs, and we have congas and things like that in it, flute. So it's a full-on production for the next EP too.
Okay, and so the stuff that we had just listened to was like sort of a departure from the acoustic stuff that I'd heard before and that yes. you played on the show.
Yes.
So is this new stuff that you did with Dutch a lot different even than the stuff in Malaysia, or
it's
stylistically?
A little different. Yes. It's a different production. It's not it's more I would say it's more blues, no, soul rock and roll. It's a mixed bag. There are only four songs on there. One's a gospel, one's a Latin song, one's rock and roll blues, and the other one is a sort of soul, 70s soul kind of sound. But it's a throwback. There's a bit of retro in every one of those tunes. So we've got a really beautiful gospel choir sound in one of the tracks. It just sounds amazing with him and myself singing together, providing all of that.
Beautiful.
Yep.
That sounds exciting. I'm going to take a break for a commercial, and we'll be right back like it's a commercial. We have some announcements coming. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show Broadcasting, Healing Energy with Live Music and Laughter.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Music Race is back again on June 2nd to 5th. All across East Vancouver, Music Ways and Arts Ways are presenting independent arts and cultural makers. Featuring Skyoti, SC, Stream Team, Stray Anna, Gun Control, Ace Red Twins, Soul Loki, Supermoon, Stefana Fatila, Lay Spring, Morning Coop, Huey Oxley, Data Plan, and more. Check out Music Ways on Facebook or head over to musicways.ca for all the information.
Every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
We're back on the Medicine Show with Lisa Spikers. And glad to have you back.
Thank
you.
You
want to introduce these next two songs? We'll play them back to back so we can... What is this next one called?
So the next one's called I'd Rather Die. And I know that sounds really bleak, but the message is a positive one. It goes through my last relationship. But it says the overall message is I'd rather die than give up feeling love. Because regardless of all the stuff that happened, all the bad stuff, I don't want to give up that feeling of falling in love and being in love. So that's that message there.
It's funny. I just read that quote on my way here. It said, love is more valuable than life. Mm-hmm. But I think it meant life in the body rather than life itself.
Right, yeah.
So absolutely. And
that's cool.
That this is called I'd Rather Die.
Yes, and then the one after that is called I Ain't Over You, and about the same person. God bless his soul for inspiring my music.
All right. We'll be right back with more Lisa Spikers, Mike Hummel, and the Pretty Idiots.
Rather die than give up feeling love.
I wanna wake up next to you, kiss and cuddle with you too. Hold your hand and feel you gently touch my skin. You were so kind, you were so sweet. Baby, you swept me off my feet. The courage. courage is a thing you don't possess. I should have laid down the boundaries so you would not just have fun with me. One day I will say sorry to myself. You said I was beautiful, unlike any other. You told me that I was your best lover. How easily you took our love and smashed it on the floor.
Knowing you don't want me anymore.
I ain't over you.
Well, whoa. Yeah. The sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul. What is this that's playing now?
It's a song called Your Time Will Come Again. It's, you know, a heartbreak song, but saying, you know, despite all that, your time will come with somebody who, you know, is better. Right.
I just heard statistics about this the other day. If you think you've just lost the one, chances are that the one is on their way or something like this, that you have like three chances in your life, which is just ridiculous.
Three
little,
chances? Who comes up with this stuff?
I know, it's like statistics. You got a chance. Anyway.
Really? Come on.
Silliness. You've only got three. You blew it.
You can't wish for more.
Well, I think it's all in the perception, and people think that they, you know, this is the one, but you got to really realize that, you know, we grow wiser as we go older and, you know, make some different decisions. So, as I was saying, beautiful, beautiful voice. And so this is a departure from the last stuff I heard, and the newer stuff is going to be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I see your post on Facebook. So you have Facebook, and Lisa Spykers is spelled S-P-Y-K-E-R-S. So Lisa Spykers.
That's correct.
So how can people find more, I guess, Facebook, and what was your .com?
Yeah, lisaspykers.com. The website will hopefully be updated in the next couple of weeks with a link to purchase said music, but it will be available on iTunes and all good online digital retail outlets. according to the aggregator that I choose to distribute that said music. But yeah, and then the second EP, which is what I've been recording here in Vancouver, will be out there in a month, I would say. It's not going to be too long.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Any shout outs, any last words before we say goodnight?
Oh, you know what? Yes. I would like to thank the people here that have helped me out in the last 6 weeks. I've been here for 6 weeks now. So Heidi, who's with me, is one of them.
Yay, Heidi. Thanks for coming out and supporting us. We got Heidi in the studio with us.
Yes. Dutch Robinson, of course, my producer, Curtis Marta, my engineer, and Raymond Massa, who lovely guy who I've couch surfed with while I've been here as well. Four fantastic people and that I'm very, very happy to have met.
All right. Okay, so we are going to go and listen to Josiah Taschuk's song he recorded recently called My Love. This is a studio mastered version, so I just wanted to share it all with you, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show with Mike Hummel and The Pretty Idiots.
Thank you.
This is Josiah's new song.
Breathe your name, my love.
Just wait for my last kiss beneath the stars. 'Cause I need your love, your all.
Okay, that was Josiah's full production version of My Love. And, well, we're back on the Medicine Show. And good night, Lisa.
Good night.
We are in the studio now with Mike Hummel. And Mike Hummel is...
You sighed when you said my name.
Well, no, I was just trying to... Yeah, I was trying to buy some time as I scroll through the script. Mike Hummel is of a musical project called Soli Acoustic, spelled S-O-U-L-Y, Acoustic. He's a UBC security guard and YouTuber. And so how's it going?
Good.
It's been a while. I think it's been almost exactly a year since you were on here.
I think so, yeah. The last show I played was when you guys closed out the old station. I played on the last night there, which was that was cool. That was a really neat thing to be a part of.
Nice. And so... What has been going on in your life lately? I mean, I know you just had a baby, right?
Just had a baby. Yeah, I had a baby February 19th. It's my second one. I've got two. I've got Jacob and Sojin. Just amazing. Never thought I'd have kids, and now I've got two sons. So it's awesome.
What a feeling.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, and I guess so. What's been on your mind lately?
You know what? I'm just honestly in awe. Like watching how fast he grows and just how much he learns and how quickly like they just evolve. It's crazy. Yes, I use the word evolve.
Evolve as they grow, as they evolve. So why don't we hear a song right away and then we'll catch up on everything.
This is called Reserve. This is my one of my newest songs.
Okay, so for you can come in close and I'll bring your volume down.
Okay. My mic and the guitar? Or just
that's it. Oh, you got
beautiful.
It.
Okay. All right. Off we go.
We'll get ambient sound.
I'm probably loud enough. All right. This is called Reserve to Ashes. I never thought I'd be the one who's
reserved for learning. I didn't think that this was the type that was unrequited. I thought that I knew way too better, and well, I've crashed and I've burned it. My wounds are healing. Lessons I've learned, well, they still remind me. The scars that I've earned, well, they're never leaving. Till the day that I've burned it, I return to ashes. To ashes. I never thought that I'd be the one who's reserved for learning. I didn't think that this was the type that was unrequited. I thought that I knew way too better, and away I've crashed and I've burned it. My wounds are healing. Lessons I've learned, well, they still remind me. Scars that I've earned, well, they're never leaving. Till the day that I've burned it, I return to ashes. Ashes. I never thought that I'd be the one who was so hung up. I didn't think that you'd be the one to hang me out with. I thought they knew better way to another end, and where I've crashed and I've burned it. My wounds are healing. Lessons I've learned, well, they still remind me. Scars that I've earned, well, they're never till the day that I've burned it, I've returned to ashes.
There we go. Beautiful. Okay. We're actually going to take another break, and we'll be right back after these special messages on CITR 101.9.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Well, we're back on the Medicine Show with Mike Hummel. And, you know, I was going to ask all kinds of questions. And the one that I do want to get to is our topic of the night, dignity. So what is it? Have you thought about what the word means to you?
Yeah, definitely. There's a couple of different things, like somebody else's dignity and your own dignity, like letting them hold their own personal freedoms and, you know, giving them the space to do that and the respect to do that. Your own dignity is, you know, I think the way that you carry yourself and the way that you present yourself to others. And I think, you know, the way that you show yourself and you show your own colors and you're proud of that. The way that you're proud of it, I guess. There we go.
Okay. And do you think that part of that is like for yourself to, you know, I know you talk about for others, but for yourself into
my own personal dignity. I think the way that I would also the way that I carry myself, the way that, you know, things that I'm proud of and the way that I carry those and represent myself, I think.
And so if you have anything like how people can get more Mike Hummel online.
I've got a bunch of stuff up on my YouTube channel, which is if you YouTube Soli Acoustic or Mike Hummel, you'll find me there.
That's S-O-U-L-Y.
Thank you. Acoustic. And also, too, I'm up on Twitter and do a lot of Periscope now lately. Since I started following this guy, Rabbi Liadi, and the guy is awesome. Like, he's a total stoner. He's very chill, and he's just got a great way of just teaching. And so I started doing Periscope since I started watching him.
Periscope is an online thing?
It's live broadcasting through Twitter. Oh. And it's actually, we're on Periscope right now.
Oh, the pressure off. I better speak dignified then.
There we go. In the way that Jason's carrying himself.
All right. So what is the next song you want to do?
This next song is called The Springtime Will Be Your Lover.
All right.
Let's try this again.
Before the summer, now the springtime only knows what it's like to be your lover, and darling, hear my dreams that I still know. Every curve of your body, I can still trace your silhouette. And darling, if I knew it would be the last time, I'd make it one we'd never forget. But you love me before the summer. Now the springtime only knows what it's like to be your lover. And darling, hear my dreams that I still hope. I can still taste your lips on mine. I can still feel your hands on my head. 'Cause darling, if I knew it would be the last time, oh, I don't think I'd ever let you go. You left me for the summer. Now the springtime only knows what it's like to be your lover. And darling, hear my dreams that I still hold. I can still see the sun rise on your face. I can still feel your breath on mine. Yes, darling, if I knew it would be the last time, oh, I don't think I'd ever let you go. But you love me for the summer. Now the springtime only knows what it's like to be your lover. Darling, hear my dreams that I will hold.
All right. Like you said, it's a delicate, pretty song.
It's my pretty one.
A pretty one. So you were telling me that you did play a gig with Josiah before?
No, we played this on the same show.
On the medicine show.
The medicine show, yeah. So we jammed out in the hallway and kind of played back and forth. Actually, we just switched back and forth on my guitar.
You know, if you did want to find more Josiah, he is on Instagram. And on Facebook, and it's just Josiah Taschek. You can also find him on YouTube. He's producing his music right now, so hopefully he's will be releasing an album soon. But really hardworking guy, great for networking. And so yourself, what's for the future with you and your music? Are you going to concentrate more on family stuff for the next little while, I guess? Or are you going to do both still?
I'm going to try and do both. I mean, having a newborn takes everything out of you. My wife's at home right now, just kind of pulling her hair out because he turned into a nightmare 10 minutes after I left, or 15 minutes after I left. But I've got my cousin's going to record me this year anyhow. I've got to put a whole bunch of stuff together, so I think I'm pretty well ready to go.
Nice. And so just a brief side note is, what's the strangest thing you've seen on your job at the UBC campus?
The strangest thing.
Well, what comes to mind anyway?
Naked people. A lot of naked people. I mean, I work at the museum, so everybody goes up and down to Rec Beach, and you get people in all states of undress.
Streakers!
It's not even streaking. It's like, dude, you can't. Why are you naked here on the lawn? Like, no, go down to the beach. Like, really?
Okay. Well, you know, we have probably time for another quick. Actually, we're running out of time. So you got a short little piece for us?
Sure,
you go?
How long I got?
Oh,
this one's loud.
Now, drop D. We're talking about the '90s. Drop that D.
Yes, that's where I still live.
Right on.
Oh yeah, this is called "Trying to Be." This is, this is a quick one. Trying to be, she said, and don't change a thing for me. I loved you for you, not who you trying to be. Well,
Do you try to be number you? Do you try to be? Do you try to be number you? Do you try to be? Yourself don't change a thing for me. I want you for you, not who you're trying to be, he said. Don't change a thing for me. I loved you for you, not who you're trying to be with. Who you try to be now, babe? Who you try to be? Who you try to be now, babe? Who you try to be? She said, don't change a thing for me. I want you for you, not who you're trying to be, he said. Don't change a thing for me. I want you for you, not who you're trying to be with. Where you gonna run to, babe? Where you gonna go? Who you gonna run to, babe? Your feet hit the ground.
Truly short song.
All right. All right. Okay, Mike Hummel. And I'm going to take us out to a short poem that has to do with dignified words, anyway. So this one's called Impeccable Speech. Impeccable speech is a goal to be rolled off the tongue. Whose ears do you reach with audible footprints like a song sung? We are a conversation we choose, which echoes into forever, like the actions we take and choices we make trying to be clever. The words escape us, form and make us, give us strength to think again. It's an honorable request to pray for the strength to see within. So you can share news with compassion, and it doesn't shame yourself. Speak with integrity, which builds your inner wealth. For it's in our hearts where we should look to see the lives and trees we've shook. That's my version of dignity. I've got a bit more to say near the end of the show, but I wanted to play you a little ditty from some kids out in California who I am just crazy for. This band is called Yumi, and there's so many different ways to pronounce this whole thing. It's Yumi is like I would say you and me, but it's also a couple of kids named Angel and Bella. They're brother and sister from Los Angeles, and this is their song. Okay, here it is. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Any shout-outs before we go, Mike?
Shout-out to Rabbi Liadi. He's really been just awesome. And to my boys, to Jacob and Sojin.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. On CITR.
Cuánto te quiero y extraño tu voz.
Yo te comprendo, ya no es lo mismo. Éramos niños jugando al amor.
Es bonito pensar, llegarnos a amar. Soñaremos, mi amor, volverlo a intentar.
Mayor, te lo ruego es tu sonrisa una vez más.
Es difícil saber y más comprender que a tu lado jamás, jamás estaré.
We're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy and laughter with live music and laughter. Anyway, we are back with the Pretty Idiots. The Pretty Idiots are a local Vancouver band featuring Carson King, who plays guitar and vocals. Brandon Paris, is that how I say it?
Parise.
Parise. What's the background of that?
Heinz 57.
Right on. Okay, and drummer Josh Dower.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. So right away we're gonna listen to Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay, and then just so people can get the taste of the flavor, the music, and we'll be right back talking to the Pretty Idiots.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, man. Heavy duty. So is it a good thing that Johnny doesn't come around here anymore?
No, I think it is. I think he's a little happier being off on his own.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's not banging his head anymore, that's
he's
for
not,
sure.
Yeah. Plus, he doesn't have to bake cookies and trees anymore because it burned down.
Oh, my God. He's one of those guys?
He
the
is,
Keeblers or whatever
is
it is?
Like the Keebler elf. Finally, someone gets it.
I get it. I get it. We're going to just let... All fall play in the background, if
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's sure. Okay.
As we catch up. So it's been almost exactly a year to the day because you guys came in on May 22nd. Remember, I had this silly conversation with you. I says, we have you booked for May 22nd, and there's no May 22nd this year.
No. There's no May 22nd.
That was from last year.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. So it's been a year. What's been going on with you guys? Besides getting a new drummer.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we got a new drummer.
Remember, you got to come right in.
Yeah, we signed on with some new people. Sorry. But I think the big thing is we picked up Josh, and we really filled out the sound. You know, we've really been able to take it to the next level this past year, and it's been really good. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Well... We're going to ask you right away because the topic is dignity for the show. So it's kind of like the word of the day. So what does dignity mean to you guys? Anybody got anything to say, like a their own personal definition?
Well, I remember that song when it came out back in the 90s, No Diggity by Blackstreet. That
no
was
diggity.
Amazing,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
No diggity.
Gotta bang it up.
Bang it up, girl. Gotcha. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I gotta bang it up. Bang it up, girl. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Bang it up.
Yeah, but I think that it was dignity, not diggity.
Oh.
So what does dignity mean to you?
What is okay, or what does diggity mean?
I don't know, but the girl can't get it up.
No, he's gotta bag it up.
Oh, bag it up.
You got to bag it up.
Like groceries.
Okay. Oh,
you know?
So diggity is like groceries? Does it
aren't we
sustain?
All like groceries?
Yeah.
In a sense, carbon.
We are, I guess
and
we
soon
are.
Soon to be surrounded in plastic.
Organic material.
You know.
That's very true.
Back into the earth.
Buffy St. Marie says, why are they poisoning my groceries?
Oh, because they don't like her.
I love her.
What were we talking
about? I love her.
Honestly, I don't know who the hell Buffy St. Marie is. So.
She is one of the coolest. You got to hear her. She's like, she does EDM, but she's like an older
drugs
woman.
Drugs aren't good for people?
Yeah.
Drugs are not good.
Electronic dance music.
No. Okay. All right. We're good.
So, dignity.
Dignity. Back to
well,
dignity.
Well, clearly we're losing some of it here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. So, dignity. What does it mean to you?
Dignity is being able to stay true to who you are. I think is a big part of it. I mean, you talk about people giving a dignified response when questions are asked, things like that. So I think a lot of people
that
hope that when they say the word dignified or dignity, it's just another way of saying respect. You talk about wanting to hear from people with respect. When it talks to someone, you see a dignified individual, you're raising that individual up. You're putting a lot into them. So to be dignified, to dignify who someone is, it's about respect.
I always love it when someone says, I won't dignify that with an answer.
Oh, but you already did by giving an answer.
By saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so...
what does dignity mean to you?
Oh, I've got a whole write-up on that.
I don't want to hear a write-up. I don't want to see something that you were able to think about earlier. Okay. I want off the top of your head, just like with us, what does dignity mean to you?
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Oh,
no, they're still the same way.
Pressure.
Oh, how the tables have...
Okay,
tables.
I think that, like, dignity is something that is between you and your maker, that you should be dignified in a way that is sort of... Like, it's your spiritual integrity to do what's right, because so many people, everybody's connected, for example, and we affect each other with everybody. Say if you're pissed off at somebody and you just want to go and slash their tires. Well, you know, you're just going to make that person pissed off, and then you're going to have somebody pissed off in your neighborhood, and you're going to have to encounter them. So that's just a really mundane version of why you should be, like, aware of this sort of globe, like this community that you're connected to, which is actually all of humanity. So being dignified is to be true to – we all know these things inside, like, that you should be a good person. But so many people find it hard to be true to what they know is the right thing to do. Preach. So being dignified and to show dignity is to actually try your hardest. You may never, nobody actually reaches this perfection, but to really give it a good try and to show that. And it's not about displaying to other people about dignity. It's not like you're going to prove yourself. And it's not about like the social status or showing like, you know, I'm a dignitary and I'm of a certain economic status or something. This is something, like I said, between you and your maker. So you got to be like, what are you leaving as a legacy? As, you know, never mind a carbon footprint as much as like your, you know, your spiritual footprint in the with your community and globally, the, where it goes out from there. So that's kind of what dignity means to me. And I did have some sort of like poetic sort of written out thing, but that's basically my idea. Does anybody want to add anything to dignity before we move on?
Sure. Personally, I think dignity is more just a, it's definitely a personal thing and how you define it.
Yeah.
Like personally, I don't think it's very dignified to wake up on a dirty bathroom floor at a house party. Yeah, that's a loss of dignity there.
We've had those people.
But I mean, you have certain people that don't see it that way as well. They'll wake up and they won't feel that there is any loss of dignity. I think that word gets really intertwined with other words like integrity and, you know, things along those lines where you're being upstanding, but it comes from how you define it yourself and how you carry yourself as a person. So there's a little bit more vanity behind dignity than I think anything else.
Just to add on
to that,
I think a lot of it is like, yeah, it's a personal,
it's a
personal viewpoint, you know, like you can't, someone else can't say you don't have dignity necessarily. Like it's always about yourself. And I think, you know, to an extent, you know, like people said, like, oh, like, why would you be in this band? That's like, you'll have no dignity left. And, but to me, I don't feel that way.
Wait, people asked you if you were going to have dignity left if you joined our band?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the pretty idiots.
That's very true. That's very true.
It's a little degrading.
Yeah, just only because I'm in the band.
What's the name? And where did this name come from? I want to let you finish on your dignity.
No, no, that was it.
So where does the name The Pretty Idiots come from?
I don't know.
Well, I woke up on the bathroom floor at a house party one time.
That's pretty idiotic, you know.
No, it's just one of those names that you just, you know, you're just sitting there and a brainwave hits and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, Eureka. It's that Eureka moment.
But Eureka moment on the bathroom floor.
I was just looking at myself doing my hair and I was like, wow. You're pretty. And then I cut myself and I called myself an idiot and it just kind of came together.
And honestly, the band name,
I have no idea.
It fits very well with our style, with our personalities. It works.
Are you Googleable? Can people find you
Online?
Absolutely.
You can check us out at facebook.com/prettyidiots or soundcloud.com/pretty-idiots. We are very much on the World Wide Web, I think is what the kids are calling it these days.
I think we should name our next album Googleable.
Googleable?
There's a Swedish word for something that is not Googleable.
Oh, what is that?
Not Googleable?
Svaraktin.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Did you believe that?
I
don't actually know what the word is, but it exists.
For everyone that can't see, we're patting him on the head right
now. Does anybody here speak any other languages? Like is it in Swedish or something?
I speak a bit of Spanish and a bit of Dutch.
I know how to ask for tequila in like 5 different languages.
I speak gibberish very frequently.
I can ask where the bathroom is.
In which language?
I don't know. English?
¿Dónde es el baño? Oh, that's not
Is that French? Oh, that's French.
That's French, yeah.
We do have another song that we want to play for you. One of these guys.
Sound of Silence. Sound of Silence?
It sounds like this. This
is apparently what the Sound of Silence talks about.
This
sounds
is...
like? No, that's the sound of breathing.
Oh, sorry.
This is silence. This is silence. See right there. That was silence.
That was silence.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the entirety of the song.
It's very implied.
Great song. I love your stuff, you guys.
It's a John Cage cover.
It's a 5-minute song. We'll get into it right now.
Okay. We'll be right back on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Unceded Territory in just a moment after the Sound of Silence from The Pretty Idiots.
Thank you.
Pretty Idiots on CITR. Oh, and let's bring down the background music. We're going to listen to Too Fast in the background, and we'll be back with Jack and Jill in a second. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Okay, so we'll let that run in the background. This is still the Pretty Idiots in the background there. So the gig is on May 20th, Hindenburg.
Yeah. May 20th at the Hindenburg. We are playing with some really awesome bands. We're really looking forward to getting up there with Hazel Blackburn. And Woodshed Supply Company, Prowser, and Poison Corn are going to be playing with us. Poison Corn. That's
scary.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So
like
yeah.
Corn, except a little bit more.
Poisonous.
Right? This is
it's like a
cool.
cross between Poison and Corn, like you know that band Poison and the band Corn?
Every rose has its Day to Dream About
with
Sex.
With cornrows?
I'm falling to pieces.
My rose is falling to pieces. I think the idiots are affecting our host tonight.
I think so.
You're rubbing off.
Good times. Okay, Hindenburg, you're saying get the tickets early and you get them cheaper, did you say?
Yeah, it's $10 online. If you hop on Facebook, all you got to do is check out the Hindenburg site and it'll be there, or hit up CITR.ca and there will be a link at the Medicine Show site. But if you check out our Facebook page, again, facebook.com/prettyidiots, we have links there to our music, to our videos, to Josh's phone number. And also, if you come to our show,
you really want.
You can...
it's written on a bathroom
Tell ball. Him what you want, but you really, really want.
Okay, well, we did have points, but now we're going to talk about Spice Girls for a bit.
Moving right along from Poison and Corn
to the Spice Girls. Hey, did you guys know that three of them got together this week and recorded new music? I just want to be the one to let you know that the Spice Girls are getting back together.
Damn, if you were a Spice Girl like this, I might be Radio Spice. What Spice would you be?
The Not Here Spice, because I'd have enough money that I didn't have to do a radio
Idiot
show
Spice,
on UBC.
Maybe?
Idiot Spice, there we go.
Idiot Spice.
Brandon would be
Paprika.
Pretty Spice. Paprika. You'd be Paprika?
That's cool. Pretty non-threatening.
I can see you being Paprika, but like the smoked Paprika.
Okay.
As it goes.
So yes, find our Facebook page. See the link there. $12
at
the
door.
So $10 online.
We've all wanted to get this out of you. Okay. By the way, shout outs to Heidi, who is here with Lisa, and Shauna is Shona?
Shona.
Shona is here in the studio with us, supporting the Pretty Idiots. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Shona.
Listen. Josh is collecting raccoon piss. Why?
Well, it's more of harvesting.
Harvesting raccoon piss?
So I have this mason jar I carry around with me.
It is
a little out of control, but I'm working on it. Anyway, so I'm doing the city a service, I think.
Okay.
I'm putting it in its proper drainage rather than just letting it, you know, go straight into the watershed.
Do you, like, harvest? Do you breed the raccoon
How do you
yourself?
Get it out of the raccoon if you're harvesting?
Mostly hemp rope.
Hemp rope?
Yeah.
So do you, like, tie the hemp rope around them and squeeze really hard until the piss comes out?
No. Like, I it's more of, like, you have to lullaby them to be relaxed enough. And then you kind of, like, they fall asleep. And then you need to do the classic, put their raccoon paws into warm water.
So if you were like to put the raccoon paw into oatmeal, would it be like the exact opposite of, because you know you used to do that at camp? You put their hands in the oatmeal. No.
On a side note, he's brought this into the studio before, and it doesn't smell that bad.
It really doesn't, actually.
It's actually rather quite pleasant.
It's a little bright yellow.
It gets fermented after a while, so.
Oh, so it's alcoholic raccoon piss.
Okay.
Can that be our new band name?
Why are you going? Okay, Josh is also going to Africa. What's up with that? Why are you going to Africa?
To harvest more. A friend of mine runs an NGO over there, and his visa is running out, and so we need someone to keep it running for a bit.
NGO.
So, yeah.
DJ Ray here. Whereabouts in Africa?
South Africa, Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Yeah.
Been to Johannesburg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jayburg. Nice.
That's when you can tell you're really one with a country, when instead of Johannesburg, it's just Jayburg.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that way. Pretty idiots. Thank you guys for coming on the show. We're going to play a song called Jack and Jill to go out with. Any shout outs before we go?
I want to give a big shout out to
Legolas.
Well, yeah, there's Legolas. There's also Jason. Jason, thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, it's so fun.
Last year we got to do this, and it was a lot of fun. This year has just been even more so.
I got to say, the new studio looks amazing. It looks really good in here.
It's very true.
From the closet that we were in last time.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you guys for coming on. I'm going to actually do two things. I'm going to do this song called Jack and Jill. Then on note of the dignity theme, we're going to be playing the Indian Prayer just to go out to them. We're going to be hearing from DJ Ray and his late night show. So coming up next on is the late night show. So every Friday night on 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM on unceded territory from Musqueam land. I'm Jason Lawrence, and this is my thanks. I'm thanks to the Pretty Idiots, Mike Hummel, Lisa Spikers. Our house DJ is not here, CeeLo. Nice to have you back in town, though. Thanks to my parents. Thanks to everyone listening. Thanks to the maker. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. And we will see you all next week. This is Jack and Jill. Have a great night. Okay, let's start that again.
East and West. They knew of an Indian prayer which was universal. Every tribe knew the prayer. This is the prayer. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, whose breath gives life to the world, hear me. I come to you as one of your many children. I am small and weak. I need your strength and your wisdom. May I walk in beauty. Make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things that you have made, and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may know the things that you have taught your children, the lessons that you have hidden in every leaf and rock. Make me strong, not to be superior to my brothers, but to be able to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me ever ready to come to you with straight eyes, so that when life fades, as the fading sunset, my spirit will come to you without shame.